Blog Talk Radio.
How you guys doing? Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday. The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is June the 25th, 2022, and this month is almost out of here, okay? And you know what? Just as I get on the air, here's somebody calling me. And I know who it is, and I'm going to have to text them and let them know. I'm on the air. You should know this by now, my friend. You know, 6 o'clock. Okay, so let me let them go ahead and get the answer service. But anyway, let me say this. This has been one of the most, come on now, hang up. Stop calling back. There you go. Okay. This has been one of the most interesting weeks I've had in a long, long time. Actually, an interesting month. Did I do all the intros right? Yeah, okay, I did. It's been really interesting. But let me back up, rewind. The intro there, I did not really plan on playing that entire intro. I wanted to go with one of my earlier intros, really one of the original ones that's a little shorter, because today we really have a lot going on. We have a lot of we have guests, okay? We got a lot of conversation we have to get into, and I played the long version. That there was a song called Conversation Piece, which was written by Mr. Joe Foxworth, former keyboardist and vocalist for a Motown great group called Ozone. You guys remember Ozone? Some of you probably do. But love that track, and I appreciate that he gave that to us. All right, so let's get things going. Been an interesting week. Thursday, it was the premiere, the debut of a new show here on the TMGN, which it was just the Michael Gay Network. And it was a show called Let's Talk About It with the host Cotton Campbell and the ladies of Let's Talk About It were there. And I was going to chime in and say something, but I said, no, Michael, don't say nothing. Just sit back, you know, and listen. And from what I understand and from what I heard, it was an awesome show. So congratulations to Cotton and the ladies of PMGN. That's what they call themselves now, okay? Congratulations on your debut show, and look forward to when you come back on again. All right, so like I said, we have a really, really, really tough, I mean, a really tight schedule here. Because here in the first hour, we're going to talk about hot topics. We're going to look at some things that are going on. Karen White is going to be on in the second hour for you guys that are chiming in like, Karen White's going to be on, oh, where is she? No, she's going to be on in the second hour. Let me tell you how things are going to go real quick, all right? Notice I'm talking really fast. All right, no, I'm not on no drugs. But anyway, Karen White is going to be on in the second hour. Initially, we had planned on doing a show with her Friday, but some issues came up and it just didn't work out well. So we had to put everything together today, all right? So this show is going to just go off like, you know, Speedy Gonzales, all right? So what I'm going to do is open up some microphones, and some of my co-hosts are here, and there are some folks that are there. I'd like to let my co-hosts go ahead and open up their mics when they're here. And I see a couple here, and then I see a guest that's here. So what I'm going to do is start off with hot topics. Roe versus Wade is one we need to look at. It's been overturned. What has that been, 50 years ago? And then the January situation. Oh, wow. That's still going on. So I see a hand wave, so I'm going to go ahead and open up. And I know this is our guest in the next topic, but I'm going to go ahead and open up the mic and welcome him. I think it is. Let's see, 205-1099. Is this Officer Harper? Your mic is open. Can you hear me?
This is Gwen.
Oh, this is Gwen. I'm sorry. You know what? You have the same area code. I apologize. Hey, Gwen, how you doing? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you, by the way, you guys. Gwen here, she's the one who brought our guest who's coming up later on in this first hour, Officer Harper, to my attention. And you guys are really going to like what this gentleman does. If you got a hold of the flyer, you'll see that he is on the itinerary. And, you know, there's a lot of officers who are getting a lot of bad rap. But, you know, there are some good officers out there. Well, you already know one that's here. Officer Crenshaw is a good officer. He's been a co-host for quite some time here. And so we're going to talk to Officer Harper shortly. But Gwen, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate you also.
All right. Stand by for a minute because here's the lady of the house. And I know she's probably still fuming at me. I hope she don't hang up for saying that. Because it's been a really serious, you guys. You really have no idea. I wish I had a video camera at my house and at her house, and you guys can hear the audio going back and forth, because the things that she does for us, you know, and for the show, you know, and things change, you know, they say don't change horses in the middle of the stream, but we wind up having to change horses, dogs, cats, everything in the middle of the stream when we're doing the shows and making flyers. And Janet, who is the lady of the house. So you guys, please welcome the one, the only, Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins.
Hey, Michael. No, I'm not mad anymore. But I'm en route. I should be home shortly.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had to go to a birthday party. But in about three minutes, you know, so I don't want you to hear the outside noise. So if you ask me something, I'll just take myself off mute. But right now, I'm about 5 minutes from the house.
No problem at all. I appreciate it. I was wondering, I said, Jen is so mad at me because we had to go through so many changes, you know, and, you know, it's just part of doing
Yeah, about 12.
It's interesting. About 12 changes in one day, huh? Yeah. It gets crazy. And it's going to get crazier as time goes on because, trust me, we have a lot of great guests coming up, returning guests, new guests, and I'm ecstatic about that. But today we have to get through today. Let's see. I see Officer Crenshaw here on the board. I see Time and Ship here on the board. So I'm wondering how come they have not hit their mics and opened up their mics. Okay, so now a mic opens. So you guys, please welcome to the show. This brother, I really love him and appreciate him. He's a retired Atlanta police officer, for you guys who don't know. And we're so glad to have him aboard and being here for so, you know, for such a long period of time now on the TMGS. Please welcome to the show, Officer Jeffrey Crenshaw.
Hey, Crenshaw.
Muted.
He's not muted. Oh, yeah, there you go. With that muted. You almost got it right. No, the voice,
yeah,
it goes.
I can't sing like you, Mike. I know that's your voice. I don't care what you say. I know that's your voice muting people. Muted, unmuted.
No, that's not me. That's not me. Trust me.
Well,
I can impersonate it. Okay. So for you guys who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there is a mute button that you can mute people on the board. And the voice, he says, muted. And then he goes, unmuted. You know, but it's real soft, all right? That's what he's talking about. Okay, so look, we really got to push forward. Hey, man, happy Saturday. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, Janet? I'm glad you're okay. We were worried.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she just bounced for a moment because she said she was just a couple of minutes from her house, so more than likely she will chime back in. So let's go ahead and get started because, like I said, this train is going to run real fast.
Right. What do we start with?
Roe versus Wade or the hearings? Let's start with the hearings. Okay, wait a minute. Janice, back. Let me open up her mic. All right, so here she comes. So, Janet, what do you want to open up with, though? Roe versus Wade being overturned or the January 6th? So with what's going on, and the thing is what gets me is that where Donald Trump and a few other folks are saying, well, this is just a Democratic thing. They're pulling up people. There's no one able to, you know, say anything on the Republican side. But aren't they questioning Republican individuals?
95% of the people that have been questioned and been in front on the witness seat is Republicans. The higher up, like attorney generals and, you know, chief of staff and different things, you know, so you can't, he can't say that it's Democrats because they even had the two Republicans. I can't, right now for some reason, I can't think of her name. But that's on the committee. They are questioning, and they're, you know, making a major impact.
Well, Cheney is one of them. Yeah, there's Cheney.
Yeah.
There's Cheney, of course. Okay,
right.
Which, you know, the Republicans don't like her, all right, because the fact that she's on this. But the thing that gets me is this, right, so the people who they have called to witness, quite a few of them, like you said, are Republicans. But you know what Donald Trump is going to say and the other ones are going to say is a witch hunt, and then they're going to call those Republicans, what is it, the term rhinos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rhinos.
So now, but these are the people who are testifying that he hired. Am I right? Some of them?
Yeah. The ones
and,
that he
and these
thought
are the ones
loyal.
He said, and this, these are the ones he said are the best of the best. Am I right?
Yes. You're right.
I just want to get it right now. Okay. I don't want anybody to call in and be like, no, that's not what Donald Trump said. He said, no, I just want to get it right. And by the way, anybody who is Republican that is listening, trust me, you are welcome to come on the show respectfully now. I don't tolerate no bullshit. But you're welcome to, you know, put forward your argument. you know, of what's going on. Because to me, this is what I'm looking at. I'm watching when I do get a chance to watch or rebroadcast. Well, these are Republican folks. Look at the cat here in Atlanta who tried to tell Donald Trump, hey, look, there was nothing wrong with the voting system. And then some of these folks are saying that, hey, look, Donald Trump is wrong, but I will vote for him again. Am I correct?
You're correct about that, and that's the part I don't understand. If you know somebody is crooked and you just release the Kraken, you're going to put that person back in a position to turn us into an autocrat country? You know?
Well, that's a good question. So let me open up another microphone. I'm pretty sure I have all the way from California, L.A. Hey, L.A. is my hometown. It's that funky town. Get on down. This is Timon Shield is in the house. What's up, Brother Timon?
What's going on, y'all? How you doing?
What's up, Tom?
We doing.
I don't know how, but we doing.
It's hot out here in California.
Uh-huh. Tell us something we don't know. We in Georgia.
Yeah.
We're in humid, hot Georgia, okay?
Yeah.
But, right. So tell us what you think about this January thing. Yeah. It's sad, you know, but it is the world that we live in. But let me ask you, what do you think about this congressional hearing, this whole thing that's going on and what has happened this week? And I'm sure you heard a little bit
more
discussion about it.
I think the hearing is great. I like what Benny Thompson and the boy and everybody is doing. Yes,
mm-hmm.
they're going to deny it, but the facts are there. Yes, they're all Republicans. Yes, he picked every last one of them. But one thing he did not count on is that, okay, the experiment is over, that they figured out that we have all been duped, that this fool made asses out of every last one of us. He is, and mind you, he was a Democrat before he was a Republican. He played them. Mm. He played them all. Mm. And they are now sitting there looking at each other like real ass. Now, the idiot brothers, you can't help them. You know, the Ron Johnsons of the world and Jim Jordan, Tim Scott, they eating they'll eat 100 miles of his shit. It don't matter. They're going down. Doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do about it, but you got to get them out. Now, everybody said they hate Liz Cheney. That all she's doing is a con game. One thing they need to understand, though, is that at least we could negotiate. When you got an idiot in office, and what Donald Trump did to the Republican Party, that's how the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Matt Gaetz and everybody got in office, because they came right after the Tea Party. But they didn't realize what they were, that oh, shit, man, we let in all the idiots? Yeah, you let in the fools. You let in the conspiracy theorists and the QAnons, and they will not replace us, and all the racists and everything. Hey, you know.
Mm.
And Liz, you know, Liz's daddy is Darth Vader, but, you know, we can't have a fool running around. This dude is an idiot, you know.
But let me ask you this, and then I want to go ahead and bring in Cotton Campbell and congratulate her on her debut show, Let's Talk About It, this past Thursday night. Awesome new show to the network. But let me ask you this. But with this going on, this battle within their own party, you know, where, you know, they want to believe a lie. And that's the sad part. People are being convinced to believe a lie. What do you think the outcome is going to be after this whole thing is over with? That's the whole thing. What is the end game? Just like the movie, you know, the end game, you know, the Marvel's movie. What's going to be the end game once this is over with, in your mind?
Well, they can't run from facts. Okay, so all those that's going to do Trump and they buy into the reality TV show, they're going to buy it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. It's kind of like if Jim Jones was live right now, he'd have waved and had the internet, he'd have killed all these damn folks. You hear me? And nothing you could have done. So those
that's
that are
right,
about to buy into him, they're going to buy into him. Ain't nothing you can tell them, nothing you can do. But they
right.
are, by them messing with what they've done, this could flip in the Democrats, you know, in their favor.
Okay.
I mean, because they did lose Georgia because they told Trump to shut up and don't go into meddling, and he didn't do it. And look what happened.
Well.
They lost Georgia. You know, and like we know, guess who's coming down the pike that's going to make them look like even bigger asses? Herschel Walker. And when that happens, boy, get your popcorn out.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to talk about that. We'll have to talk about that next week because, as I said at the start of the show, we have a huge plate and just enough room for a special dessert in the last hour. Our special guest will be the iconic, the superwoman herself, Miss Karen White, and her business partner, Mr. Derek, the alchemist, the tightrope walker. I mean, he has so many nicknames. Of Muhammad is going to join us. I just opened up the mic to a new member, a new host here on TMGN. She's hosting a show called Let's Talk About It, and their show debuted this past Thursday night. And unfortunately, well, to be honest, I didn't really want to chime in because I wanted them to just feel comfortable, you know, because this is their baby. So please welcome you guys, Miss Cotton Campbell.
Hey,
Cotton. Hey, everybody. Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my God. It's a, you know what? I just realized
hey,
the camera's not on yet, so I'm going to hang up and call back.
I'm on.
I'm like, what? Karen ain't not here yet? Let me hang up, because I'm so glad that Janet is on here, though. I told Janet, I said, Janet, you don't know how worried we were. We were so worried about it. I told her we
had to call
her because I said, I love you so much. I just want you to know we was concerned.
Yeah, she calmed me down. I said, thank you for letting me vent.
and trust me, she bent it wide open, okay? And I was like, she bent it full throttle. I'm like, Janet, come on now. This is, you know, we have a show to do. But, you know, the thing is that we've never done a show on a Friday, right? And I get it, you know, you're used to Saturdays, you get used to just doing what you normally do on a normal, you know, weekday, and look at Saturdays, and here we're going to do a show. And because I had talked to Janet on Thursday and sent her the photo, you know, Derek sent me the photo because I said, we got to use this photo of Karen and Derek.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, let me work on it. And then the next day, I don't hear from her. And it goes straight to voicemail, and I'm like, wait a minute, That don't normally happen, but we're happy, and I tried to let her know. But okay, fine, let's move forward.
Yes.
Just the main thing, we were concerned if you don't hear from. Because
yeah.
I was about to do a welfare check. Yeah, because our guest who's coming on in a moment. In fact, his hand is up. Officer Harper said you might want to do a welfare check. I'm like, yeah, that's the next move, you know. And seriously,
look,
I was like,
I told Cotton,
okay.
I said, Michael even called the hospital, and how did he know I was in the hospital? He called the hospital.
This
my
was
phone
a,
rang.
Okay.
I was like, who calling me?
Now, about 2 years ago? It's been about two or three years ago when that happened. Yeah, it's been about 2-3 years ago, and I didn't hear from her. And I was like, no, that ain't like Janet. And I called the hospital. I said, you guys got a Janet Davis there. Are you a family member? I said, hell yeah. I tracked her down.
Good.
Y'all better tell
Look,
me something.
Quick story about that. My cousin wouldn't answer her phone for weeks, and so my other cousin sent the police to do a welfare check on her, and when they got there, they said, oh, yeah, she's good, but she's got a warrant. We're going to take her to jail.
Oh, Lord. I would have went into the hospital under a different name. Yeah, My name is Donald Trump. Okay. You know, Barack Obama something. I would have came up with some fictitious name. No, I would have been in there under my regular name. Okay, y'all. Like I said, this show is going to go fast-paced, and already it's 6:30, okay? And we wanted to get into more about, you know, the January 6th thing and Roe versus Wade, but, you know, I have to be true to my word about our guests. And, you know, we have next week, we have other weeks, we can get into this because those topics because it's going to be continuing. But I have to switch gears. Hold on a minute. Let me take a look at the board for a second. I'm sorry. I have to look and see who's here. Okay. All right. So our guest has arrived. And I was introduced to this gentleman by a young lady named Gwen. And Gwen, are you still here?
Mm-hmm.
Gwen?
She's probably on mute.
Oh, okay. All right. So she contacted me, and she told me about this officer, and then we got to talk and everything. This brother is so interesting because, you know, police, unfortunately, are getting a bad rap. You know, there are some very crooked officers out there. We know that. But the thing is that here's a gentleman who, when I got to, you know, talking to him and hearing what he does for not just his own community, okay. But he does things across state line, okay? He does things in Georgia. He does things in Florida. And I really appreciate Gwen bringing him to our attention. So you guys, and in fact, I want to say this too. When I was talking with him, I contacted Officer Crenshaw and said, hey, man, I want you to, you know, call out this brother here. And we had a good amount of conversation, right? I'm sorry. I'm trying to talk and also I'm trying to scroll through the board at the same time. And I can't get my claws up. How come? How come it's not coming up? Because I want to give him a claw. But I'll give it to him anyway, even when it starts to come up on the board. But you guys can do the same thing. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. Please welcome to the show Officer Lane Harper. I'm going to open up his mic, and you guys can help out and give him a claw too. And his mic is open. So welcome to the show, Officer Lane Harper.
Hey, hey, hey. Woo.
You there, sir?
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Officer Harper, are you there? Okay, I could have sworn that was him.
I did all of that for nothing.
Yeah, that's okay. I gotta make sure that's his number. I'm sure that's him. Wow. You know, it's okay. You know, practice is perfect. Let's see. Charlene Hammond. Okay, Charlene Hammond in California. Friend of mine. Thank you, Charlene. I'm glad that you're listening. Appreciate that. Also, the one and only Grace is listening. Gwen Taylor is here. Okay, thank you, Gwen. Thank you, Grace. I think Grace is waiting until Karen comes in. Comes on, right? I don't see Officer Harper. Hold on a minute. Okay, hold on a minute. All right, that's my bad. I saw 205, and the numbers are almost similar. So I'm going to text him and make sure that he knows that his spotlight is shining, but he's not standing in it. So we'll see what's up. Okay, so let's go back to this. Okay, wow, they already showed it last Sunday. Who sent that message? Okay, yeah, you're talking about who sent me that message. You're talking about the Black Music Awards. Right, they did show it here in Atlanta before. It went national on Bounce. So, yeah, I can see where it can show in certain markets. Okay, so we're going to talk about that when we get to that part of the show, okay? So hopefully you'll stick around and understand that when Karen comes on, we're going to talk about how it's distributed, you know, and how it did get to certain markets ahead of the official broadcast of it. All right? Okay. But thank you for bringing that to my attention. All right, so let me open up this microphone, 816-1594. I'm going to open up your mic. Welcome to TMGS. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, everybody. It's Lady Justice from Kansas City.
Lady Justice.
Hey, Lady Justice.
Hey.
Janet, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Girl, don't you MIA. I pull up.
I know.
Don't be doing that.
Look, Lady Justice, I was painting. I had got into my zone, two rooms I was painting, and my phone had died. So I wasn't aware of the fact Mike was trying to get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll paint too. Don't make me pull up on you.
Okay.
She was painting. Okay.
Look,
okay.
Janet, we was finna ride from Kansas City to Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Now, my question was...
Well, I appreciate the fact that you
was
ladies
it oil-based?
Were concerned.
Was it oil-based paint? You know, because those fumes can get to you from time to time. You know what I mean?
No,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't oil-based.
Okay. You know, with oil-based paint, you get a little buzz, you know.
Oh yeah!
Nowadays, a lot of stuff that have certain chemicals in it, you have to prove that you're over 18 to buy it. I'm surprised they haven't put oil-based paint on the list, glues and stuff like that. All right, so I'm looking
because
for
acetone is.
Right, that's true. I'm looking for Officer Harper and. And let me say something to you guys. This gentleman was flying and was going to be landing, and he told me he was going to be in Mexico. I can't tell you too much of what he does. I'm going to let him do that. But he was hoping to land and be prepared and ready to come on the show after he lands. So I'm going to text him now. So let's go ahead and continue because we got to keep the conversation going. And we'll go ahead and go back. We already talked about the sixth, but Roe versus Wade, what was that, 49, 50 years ago?
50.
50 years
ago. 1973.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quarter of a century, right? Wow. Isn't that, okay, he just sent me a text and said that he's here. All right, look, real quick. Okay, Officer Lane, Lane Harper, I see you, and I just want to get some answers. But like I said, we can go back to that next week. But I don't want to put anybody in a corner, but do you think that the Supreme Court did a good thing or a bad thing? Just yes or no, and then we'll leave it at that. I want to go around the board.
Bad.
If you want to share your, okay, bad. That's you, Jennifer.
Horrible.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Cotton, you said bad? So Janet and Cotton said bad, right? Lady Justice, your opinion if you want to share it. You don't have to, but...
Horrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who else I have here? Time and Ship.
Yes, sir.
Bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Is the abortion rule?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's bad.
Okay, let's see. Officer Crenshaw, bad or good? Be fish.
Horrible.
Horrible. Okay, mm-hmm. And then I have a friend of mine in California that says no. I mean, with the 8, 9, 10. 20 O's behind it. No, bad. Okay, so Officer Lane Harper is here. I'm trying to look and see if he's on the board, and so I can open up his mic and see. Officer Harper, do me a favor. On your phone, hit the number 1. And then I'll see your hand wave, and then I can go ahead and program you into the board. And I'll see when you just hit the number one on your phone, and it will see that your mic is ready to be open, okay? Do that, and then we can get you going. All right, so interesting. A lot of folks will say, well, you guys are Republicans. As Republicans, you're gonna make that decision. You're going to say that it's good and everything. But it shouldn't be okay, thank you, Officer Harper. But there's people, regardless of party affiliation, that don't agree with this decision. And that's a deep conversation. A lot of folks have different feelings about it. People are going to ask me, what do you think? I'm going to be honest, and I'm sorry. I can't decide for a woman. I just can't. Well, that's your child. Yes, if I impregnated this woman, if we're going to be together, if we can sustain a family, if we're going to be together, I mean really be together and raise this child together, okay, but my question is what happens to that woman who is raped, incest, and everything? What are the laws and rules? And does it vary from state to state? Are you forced to have a child by a rapist? Because you know they're going to put it up. You know, the federal government is not going to control this. Don't let them fool you. They're going to let the states make the decision on this, right? So what happens? And there's a lot of kids out there that are up for adoption and can't find a home. So what happens? You know, this is really deep. This is a really deep thing. This has been in place for 50 years. You know,
Mike, go ahead,
and then I have to bring in Officer Harper, but go ahead, sir.
Okay, real quick. It's my vagina. I have a right to decide what goes in and out of it.
Oh, that's
mine.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the in part. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? Anyway, go ahead, sir.
That's the bottom line. They have, women have rights.
Okay. That's an
we
interesting
fought hard
point.
For that right, and now they've taken it away, and this is just the beginning. They're not going to stop there. They're going to go further. You know, same-sex marriage, you know, it's going to be a lot more, you know, because Thomas, Justice Thomas, already put his little thing out there saying what he wants to have done.
Yeah, I saw on the news. I think it was one of the channels. I can't think of which one where they were showing the people out protesting, and someone had this big ass sign that says "Fuck you, Clarence Thomas," and I'm like, and they actually let that go on TV, you know, big sign.
Yeah.
It's like the guy actually zoomed in on it. Charlene in California said no, bad, definitely. It's going to revert back to before. When
backyard.
It was done underground. That's a good point. They are going after the contraception pills next. Let me see. There's another thing that a friend of mine just sent me, and I'm going to mention that in a minute. But let me open up the mic to our guest because the time is now 6:39. Like I said, this show is going to go fast. We're almost at the top of the hour. So the mic is open, and I want you guys to please welcome to the show. I believe I got his mic open. Okay. Officer Harper, are you there?
I am. How are you, sir?
Okay, here we go.
I am here. How are you?
What's up, Harper? Please, you guys, welcome Officer Lane Harper. Officer of in Birmingham, Alabama. You know, I was introduced, as I said earlier, to him by a listener, and I truly appreciate Gwen. Thank you so much for bringing this gentleman to our attention. Officer Harper, welcome, and thank you for joining us and sharing what you have to say, because you told me something during these times of where officers are getting a bad rap. And you told me something that I really was thinking, wow, that's pretty deep. Can you explain what you told me to all the listeners and my co-hosts about an officer going to work and what they have to deal with? You recall that?
Well, basically, what I wanted to reiterate on, I was saying that officers out here every day, people look at us as warriors. We're not warriors.
Mm-hmm.
We're guardians of the community. So people have
right.
to understand that police officers are people, too, that are held to a higher level of integrity because of the job we have to perform. But what it is just basically reciprocity. Treat people like you want to be treated. And never forget where you came from and how many chances you were given along the way. So it's not about necessarily affecting an arrest. Some people might need counseling. Some people might need transitioning. So it's not so much disciplinary. Sometimes it's just help.
Mm-hmm. But I like how you broke it down to me about the different responsibilities of law enforcement. Remember that part of the conversation, and I believe Officer Crenshaw, I think when the three of us were talking, where you said, you know, you got detectives, you have folks that are forensic and everything. Can you explain that the way you broke it down to me? Because as you said, everybody just looks at a person with a badge and think that they all do the same thing.
Okay, what I spoke upon was, I said, if you have, let's just take, for instance, since this is what's going on today, is of active shooter. You have police officers that show up in the same vehicle, and we have the same fatigue or gear on. We all look the same. So everyone looking from the outside expects us to perform at the same level. But what I have to explain is that the level of training through a police academy across the board, everyone has the same level of training. However, anybody who attends a university, you have choices. You take your regular curriculum courses, which is standard across the board, and then you go into your bachelor's or your master's or your doctorate. You have a specialty. So after your initial academy, where they say police officers are all trained the same, they should be able to do the same thing, exercise the same things. That's not true. You have officers who specialize in homicide. So they're, well, just say your investigation side. You're asking people questions. You're learning about body kinetics and the movement and how people react to certain things when you ask them questions. You have people who work in auto theft, who might spend a lot of time with VIN numbers, serial numbers, VIN numbers, chop shops, and different places throughout your neighborhood. And then you might have some people who deal with traffic accidents. Every officer who works a traffic accident is not the same officer. You have people who specialize in that, where you have wreck people who can create a wreck when you have a death. So although we show up together, we have to work as a team to formulate a plan to go ahead and execute whatever it is that needs to be done. But once you come out of the academy, everybody is trained into their specialty. So when you see officers not responding like you would think that they should, it's probably because they don't have that specialty. Your SRO, school resource officers, they might know how to clear a building and get the kids out and have them safe if we have an active shooter. Someone who's specializing in homicide or auto theft may not be able to go into that same school and execute like that officer who works in the school. So what I want people to understand is that when you see us in those suits, when you see us in that same vehicle, we look the same, but we perform different. So that's why we have to work collectively together in order to come up with a common solution.
By the way, I want to let everybody know, if you're not talking, put yourself on mute. All you have to do is hit the number one. We definitely don't need background noises for the quality of the show. I appreciate that. I want to go ahead and let Officer Crenshaw chime in and what is and you share what you think about what Officer Harper just shared. You agree with that?
I do, and he's exactly correct. If you get a mass shooting and it comes across the radio, everybody that can move their feet is hauling ass to that destination. The problem is you get people who've been sitting behind a desk 20 years or reconstructing vehicle accidents for 20 years, and they don't remember what they're supposed to do going in a building. They remember how to draw their gun and how to tell people to get back. But the things that the average patrolman or SWAT, which trains constantly on doing, they're the ones who take that lead, and he's right. You know, you see, and that's why I was talking to Cotton yesterday about if you want to build relations with police and community, don't send the officer that's been working in the office out there to speak to the neighborhood. Send the beat officer out there, the officers that actually are going to be encountering them, so they can know him and he can know them. He'll know whether it's a bad seed or a good seed, and they'll know whether he's a bad seed or a good seed. That's how you're going to build the relationship back with policing. They're not going to go back to a foot beat. That's too hard.
Right.
But if you just give that officer 3 or 4 hours a week to spend in the community that he's actually answering calls and locking people up and making traffic stops, you know, for people to know his face and know his mannerism, his body, know what he's about. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate. I worked in the neighborhood that I grew up in, so everybody knew me and I knew them. So the respect, which is the key thing, was there. You got to have respect.
Can I chime in, Officer Crenshaw?
Go ahead.
Can I chime in on you? I just wanted to piggyback off of you. You have a lot of officers, as Mr. Crenshaw just said, Officer Crenshaw, that work these neighborhoods, but what police officers do not do now, what they used to do then, is get out of your car. You drive
right
through the neighborhoods, and you only show up when things are at its worst. But what me and Officer Crenshaw spoke upon before, previously, is that you have to get out with the community, interact with the children, interact with the parents. Let's get out there and help them barbecue, show them how to light a fire, spend time. These are the same people that you're going to help when the time is in need, but these are the same people who can help you when you don't have an answer. They see everything. So police officers versus working your beat and driving through it, get out your car, stop, knock on a door, say hello, introduce yourself. I still do that.
Right. So let me interject just a moment, you guys, and I apologize because I really want us to continue this conversation. You know, normally we only have 2 hours on this show, right? And seeing that what was initially planned did not go as planned, so we're like cramming everything together. So what I did, I upgraded the network to where we have not just 2 hours, but 3 hours. I know maybe all of y'all don't want to hang out with us that long, but I know that it's almost getting to be 7 o'clock, and our special guest is going to join us at 7:15. But if you guys are willing, after our special guest, after we speak with Karen and Derek Muhammad, I'd like to spend another 30 minutes or so continuing this, what we're talking about. You know what I mean? If you guys want to, okay, that's up to you. It's a conversation that we can go on and on about, but I definitely don't want to change the parameters of the show. But we still have time. It's only a few minutes because I have to play some of the music, too, of our guests. Because you guys know these classics and some of these hidden gems. So I just wanted to say that, okay? So I want to go ahead and ask Janet first, do you have any questions for Officer Harper regarding what he's talking about? And then, Officer Harper, please let us know what you do, because you share that not only in your jurisdiction, but you do a lot of things for the community outside of your area. It here in Florida, well, here in Georgia and also in Florida, correct? So, Janet, do you have a question?
Yes, I wanted to know information about your Power of Life Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The Power of Life Foundation was started with me and my assistant executive director, Teresa Berger. What happened is right before the pandemic, I was doing a building check for a false alarm, and driving out of the parking lot, I found $600 between the building and the roadway. So I called my assistant and asked her, I said, hey, I just checked the building. I found $600. God just blessed me with $600. I'm going to go buy some gym shoes. She said, no, no, don't do that. I said, well, I'm just joking. What I want to do is help some of these ladies out here who have been involved in domestic violence. So I said, with $600, every call I can get on, I can go ahead and get them a hotel room. And she said, Lane, that's only 5 rooms. I said, why is that? She said, because every hotel room is over $100. So how can we make the best for our buck? So probably 3 days later, COVID, the pandemic. So I said, what we need to do is go ahead and get some people some masks. We need to cover some faces. Mm. So with that $600, we brought water. We brought face masks. We got with some of the community leaders in the grocery store. We brought a few items for food, and we set up at Lynn Park in Birmingham, Alabama, to take care of all the transients and the homeless and the veterans that are out there at the park who don't have anything to eat, and where people right. found that everyone needed face masks, so they were going to charge for them. So why are we charging for face masks, and we're seeing that it's killing us? So that's, you're charging for something to possibly save a life where we can provide it for free. So let's go ahead and invest that money in some face masks. So that's how it started at Lynn Park in Birmingham, Alabama, with $600, taking care of the homeless, transient, veterans, and anyone that we can help and feeding.
Mm-hmm.
So as we progressed, not only did we branch out in different parts of the state of Alabama, we went out to Florida, Tallahassee, and some other cities, Jacksonville, where my assistant, she's from mm-hmm. Florida. So we also, I was in a play called, a traveling play in a movie called Justice on Trial. So we were all in a cast together in the play and on the movie, me, Teresa, and a gentleman named Johnny Hollinshed out of Macon, Georgia.
Okay.
So by just coming together collectively as a team for the play and the movie, we kind of developed a home base, a structure where we just began to trust one another. So not only did mm-hmm. we help out in Alabama, Florida, but we also migrated through Georgia, and now going back to my hometown in Michigan. And what we do is just simply feed the homeless, take mm-hmm. care. We're here to feed the homeless, transients, veterans, and anyone who might need help. We're there for disaster relief. Anything we can do. We're a nonprofit. I'm listening.
Right. But also, Harper, I have to intervene because I'm getting text messages. If you don't mind, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. Okay. Did the movie come before the pandemic?
It did, but the movie was released at the time of the pandemic. It's called Justice on Trial, okay. The movie. So therefore, mm-hmm. it was not in a theater. It was on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
So
right, because people couldn't go
to the
movie theaters. Now, Gwen Taylor is the individual who brought you to my attention, and I believe she's still on the line. Gwen, are you still here?
I am.
Okay. Gwen, so what is your take on this whole thing? Because you brought Officer Harper to my attention. What's your take on what Officer Harper has done in the community? As you know, because I know where Lynn Park is. You know, I mean, I told and I shared with all of you guys, I lived in Birmingham for like 3 years. So I know Birmingham, trust me, okay? I know Center Point. I know Titusville. I know Bessemer. I know the area, you know. I'm very familiar. Can you share what you've seen, what's going on? I think the listeners would like to know that this gentleman has done for the community, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I just say good evening to everybody. It's a blessing to be on this radio station, and it's a blessing to be able to listen to Officer Harper talk and tell the things that he's been doing, which Officer Harper, really, I would say that he started before the pandemic, started, before finding anything that he said he found. He was always, my thing about it is he was always giving. When I met him, he was always a giving person, a person that you could come to and talk to and ask things. We had him doing things at our church. He'd come and he would just make it just, he did carnivals and stuff. He was out there with our children for that. And like I said, he's been giving before that. It's kind of like you want to say somebody that's amazing, and you can't just tell everything that he has done. But like I said, he was doing before 2019, before the pandemic hit and all of that. He was giving. He won't say that, but he's been giving on his beat to the homeless, giving out shoes. He's been, like I told you, Mr. Mike, when I first said, he's been on every station that they had because they see the greatness in this one police officer where everybody else is, you know, it's something that they always say something bad going on.
So let me intervene just a second here because I'm hearing the praise that's given to him for what he's doing for the community. I mean, how does that get into other officers? I mean, we are speaking to this one officer here, and thank you, Officer Harper. I appreciate you. I'm not trying to be rude, but I wanted to bring Ms. Taylor in because she lives there, right? She lives in those communities, and she sees the effect that you have. I want to ask Officer Harper, are there other officers who are, like, trying to follow your lead, or are you just the only one, or are you seeing that happening in other precincts, or are they trying to, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yes, sir. Well, what I would like to say is I even said it on a commercial that I did. I'm just one. Mm-hmm. There's millions more just like me. However, with the light that's being shined on us right now and the unfortunate circumstances and the bad policing that has transpired throughout the years, there's great policing going on also throughout these past few years. And there's a lot of people who are police that genuinely care. We are people, and we are people persons. Some people, as I explained to you, if you go through a fast food restaurant, we won't give a name, and somebody throws your French fries.
I'll say McDonald's. Okay, I'm going to give the name. Go ahead. I'll say it.
Okay. If somebody throws French fries or a drink outside of your window, do we protest against all, would you say, McDonald's? Is that what we're using?
Yeah, McDonald's.
Do we protest against all McDonald's, or do we just have to understand that that person may not need to be in customer service, or is that person just experiencing a bad day, or where are they coming from that they have this attitude on them while they're providing customer service? So just because you see the acts of one or two, or several, let's not get into numbers because there's several. Just because you see violence or acts that are uncontrollable or people are just not thinking before they respond, it doesn't classify everything. So what I can say among us is if all of us have been to a university and pledged into a fraternity or a sorority, Just because you get suspended or kicked off the yard doesn't mean all the other fraternities and sororities around the world that wear your same letters are bad. You might have just had a bad
right.
incident. So I don't like to be judged for others' bad encounters or shortcomings, because there's a lot of great police officers out here, and I work with a lot of them. So we all
right.
have a heart.
Okay. Hey, you guys, I want to, you know, as I said, and I'll say it again, this show is going to move fast. And I made it a point to get extra time here on Blog Talk. Yeah, it costs money. Because I knew the timing and everything, and due to the fact that what had occurred yesterday, and we're really cramming everything together all in 2 hours, I extend to where we have more time on the show. If you guys are willing, and I appreciate it if you would, after our special guest comes on, which is going to be in about 14 minutes, if you guys will hang out and we continue some of these conversations, right? Because some of them I really don't want to wait until next week. Okay? So it's up to you guys, you know. But I got to play some of this music before our guest gets here. And it's very important for you guys to hear it. I'm going to play some of the hidden gems, okay? Karen calls her hidden gems. But you know what? Classic, first and foremost, is very important. So you're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, now with Let's Talk About It with your host, Cotton Campbell, and the ladies of TMGN. Thursday of each month, but you know, we're going to change that. We're going to make it where they're going to be on every week. I'm going to find a way, right? Cotton, you heard me. All right. So here's the music of Karen White. Our special guest will be joining us in exactly 13 minutes. Here's right there.
Your eggs are over easy. You are too-
soul. This is what I call a back to back.
Something that a girl like me never dreamed of. And it all was for me, no, not really. But there was not a guy who was special enough until you came and made me so happy. I got down on Christmas Day.
Oh,
guys, our special guest has arrived, but I want to play one more track. I definitely want to play one more track. And then right after that, we're going to introduce our special guest and another special guest here on the TMGS. All right. Listening to the great music of the iconic Miss Karen White, the winner of the, you know what? It's not the winner. The recipient of an award just recently, just aired today on Bounce TV, the Black Music Honors. And she's going to join us momentarily. Here's one more track, and then after that, we're going to welcome the one and only, our superwoman, Miss Karen White, here on the TMGS. We'll be right back.
I'm
Wow. Welcome back to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show here on the TMG, and also the home of a new show that we have here called Let's Talk About It with your host, Cotton Campbell, and the ladies of TMGS. I like that you did that, Cotton. That's fantastic. I appreciate that. Hey, look, without further ado, you guys, I am so honored and really appreciate the fact that this woman and this gentleman, both of them, they're just an amazing dynamic duo, is here this Saturday with us to share what they're doing, what they've been doing before and after the pandemic. And they're really, they're just amazing, all right? So you guys, please put your hands together and welcome to the show the one and only, the superwoman, our superwoman, Miss Karen White, and her business partner, Mr. Derek Tightrope Walker, Dragon Slayer Muhammad, to the show, you guys. Put your hands together. Come on now. Give it up right here on the
stage. Hey, hey, hey.
It's okay. It's okay. All right, Karen. That's good. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Come in. That's enough.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, Karen. I'm sorry.
Happy Saturday, Derek.
Happy Saturday, Michael Gay. Thank you for having me here.
Yes.
We're so honored. We're so thankful. Wow. Today, I watched the Black Music. I watched the Black Music Honors. Hold on, y'all. I don't want to mute anybody. Today, I saw the Black Music Honors, and I've seen it before, but I watch it every time it airs. It's showed here in Atlanta, and I watch it. And Karen, they had the camera on you almost the whole time. You and Derek, the whole front row, you guys were on the camera all the time. Okay, I just want to let you know. I'm sure you've seen it. What was that feeling like, Karen, when you got that phone call? I want to ask that first, that you were going to be an honoree.
Can you hear me, Michael? Because it seems like we may have a little bad connection. Okay, great.
Yes.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Man, Michael, you got to understand my journey has been one that has been very abnormal. So when I got the call, you know, me being in this business, walking away from it at the height of my career, coming back after 17 mm-hmm. years, it was God gives you what you need. You know what I mean? Right when you need it,
mm-hmm.
after COVID. You know, and so it was it was just beautiful because, you know, I have this conversation all the time with my musician friends, and we talk about underdogs and music and people that probably should have been a lot bigger than what they were, but something happened. So it was great, you know, and to be honored amongst, you know, while I'm alive and well, and look, I had lost weight every time. So it was perfect. They couldn't have a better time. Skin was glowing. Like, come on now. Like, they didn't catch me when I was, you know, 80 years old. I mean, I probably would still be cold. Like, hold on now. But you know what I mean. It was a beautiful honor. And I'm just, you know, I'm so elated. And my team and all of my family, you were there and, you know, supporting me, Grace and Bridget and just my family, you know, my dancers and I just love mm-hmm. you guys, and I'm always, always thankful and grateful to the Michael Gay Show for always being there between the gaps before the awards. You know, cheering me on,
mm-hmm.
that means a lot.
Oh, definitely. You know, right, for all you listeners, Karen and Derek have been here a few times, and they've supported this network more so than anybody else, I have to say. They really have. Not saying over my co-host, but as far as the industry that they're in, they are the ones that just kept pushing me and said, look, if you stop, we ain't going to mess with you anymore because you need to keep going. And that has just been my motivation is that, you know, Derek said, hey, man, well, he didn't say it that way. He used the F word at one point. It was like, I ain't going to F you, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to keep going, you know, but, you know, and I want to get into the motivation thing because you do Motivational Mondays, and I look at motivation, determination, and preparation. That's very important, right? Because you use all three, correct? Now, what I understand, you were just in San Francisco. You did a performance there. You're about to do another performance in Las Vegas. I mean, since COVID, well, it's not gone, but, wow, you're just everywhere now, right?
Yeah, such a blessing. You know, in these type of shows, that's one of the great things because it just makes people aware. Because, you know, in the States, we have so much talent, so much music, so many choices. It's so easy to just, you know, maybe forget a Karen White. You know, you kind of go like, yeah, I remember her, you know. But, you know, I'm so thankful that the great, you know, you got the, you know, Patty Gladys and Dion and those people like that, you know, keeping your song alive. And, you know, when it's so great because when they, you know, when Gladys does it in her show, she always says this is, you know, the great Karen White. And so, you know, those type of people, you know, keeping your name alive. And so it's just kind of like that's what this did. It just shined a little light on me and just made people go, oh, wow. You know, I do remember those songs. Those were great. And so it's always, you know, that's what we want. You know, that's what my management wants, my team wants. We want to get out here and tour. And you know, Michael, when I perform, that's when that's my happy place. So ain't nothing better than
Karen,
coming
look,
to a
tour. I know. You're in the zone. You're in the zone.
Yes.
Right. You in your zone, you know.
She gonna give it to you. You know, she gonna give it to you. And so we're excited about, you know, Vegas, and I just want to put that out there. If you guys are going to be, if you don't have nothing to, you know, planned already, come on down to Vegas and see a great show. Switch, Brian, Lucifer, myself, so I just want to put that out there. Then after that, I'm going to doing a show in Florida with Sherelle and Shirley Murdoch. What's the girl? Selena Johnson and Misha Lay. So that should be a great show. I'm looking forward to that, too.
And also, I saw that you're going to be here in Atlanta, I think in August, with Carl Thomas. Am I correct?
Yes!
LaFemia!
Right on the screen. You got to come to that. Yeah, so I'm excited about
be
that.
There.
That's good.
Right.
Oh, you better be. Yeah, definitely. You got to definitely let me know if I can get you tickets. And also, I think your co-hostess, she's out here too, right?
Yeah, in fact, I just talked to Mac, which is Carl's manager. So we're hoping that we can book Carl prior to that concert. So, yeah, that would be awesome. Here's the thing, though, I wanted to ask you. You know, after COVID, now you're just, you know, performing, and now you're feeling more comfortable being out. A lot of artists were not comfortable being out. But you're doing a lot of stuff. But you got a lot of love overseas also, in South Africa and other areas. And then now you just got the Black Music Honors Award. When you were at that event, okay, and I'm sure you saw a lot of folks that you know in the music industry, but was there anybody there that you never met or anyone that you worked with before and you hadn't seen in a while or that you were like in awe to see because you've never met them? Was that the case at that evening or at that event?
Yeah, it was several. Let me say that this is a cute story because Tevin, he was 10 years old, Benny Medina, who was my A&R person and the Black president of Black Music, and he signed me. He also signed Tevin. He brought Tevin Campbell to Texas, where he's from, and he says, this is the guy that I just signed. He's a powerhouse. He's a little Michael Jackson. We want him to sing the Babyface to us with you tonight. And I'm like, okay, you know, and the band, we never heard him, and he blew us away. Of course, he's Tevin, you know, but at that age, he was just riffing and just grown, right? Voice just amazing. So, but he was 10. And so it's so funny because when I saw him at the show, I still saw that little
I still saw that little 10-year-old, and he was just like, I felt like Mama Karen. I was like, that's how Diana Ross felt with Michael. You know what I'm saying? And I just hugged him, mm-hmm. and I was so happy because it's been a while. So, but yeah, so South Africa also loves Kevin, so we'll probably be doing something together. South Africa just called, so we'll definitely be doing something over there. And then I was, you know, I was really, you know, of course the Whispers, they were just the sweetest, you know, their catalog. They've just always so gracious,
yeah.
humble, just sweet, you know, no airs, you know. So I feel so honored to sit next to them. I'm a big fan of the Whispers. It was great.
True professionals.
And they always tell me, you know, it's just a sweetie pie. And then the other one was, I'm going to have to say, was Miss Carrie Hilson. Miss Carrie, baby. She was cold. Mm. I didn't realize she was such, she had such a, when I saw her, I just loved her outfit, her swag, her spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, and I didn't really know the story behind, like, the her and Beyonce and maybe, you know, what went wrong between them and how the Beehive came after her and kind of hurt her career, and that she had written all these hit songs and her career was stopped, you know, kind of because of this, and she got depressed. So there was some things that we shared in common, and that's what we connected on, and I just thought she was just so beautiful. And to see, you know, her, you know, being just classy. She reminded me, like, what's the girl from Sex and the City, my girl, Samantha, Carrie Bradshaw. Mm-hmm. She was just so beautiful, just fun. And so that was the person I was happy probably to see as far as, and then, of course, you're going to say Cisco, my boy, you know, from Drew Hill. I sat next to him on the and he's Cisco. Fireball.
And who else was in the audience? It was Silk who was in the audience, too. During the break, they remember that? Yeah, Silk started to get up and sing. So that was,
by the way, you guys,
that
was,
and you know, I want to say this, Karen, I just want to say this real quick. I definitely want you to share more, but for you guys that are listening, let me say something. I've been fortunate to go to a few award shows, not a lot, but you know, when you go to like Grammys or whatever, where you know, the winner is, you know, it's different than this type of show because you already know who's going to be honored, right? So it's none of this anticipation of who's going to win it, you know. It's not like where in the Country Music Artist Award goes to you know, someone who doesn't belong in the category. This is where they just gave tribute to really icons. Music icons who really worked hard, you know, of course yourself, you just mentioned Tevin Campbell, Mary, the legendary Mr. Jerry Butler, you know, who wasn't in attendance, but he showed up, you know, I mean, it was just one of those shows that was just so amazing. But Karen, you do a lot of stuff outside of the music. You share on social media what you do around your home. You share your fashion, your style, and everything. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
can people look for a Karen White clothing line soon?
Look, you own the something there, Michael Gay. First, you gotta show them. You know what I mean? No, that's a whole lifestyle collection. You know, that's gonna be coming. But I gotta I gotta do the work like you. I gotta let people know why they should, you know, trust me, you know. So I'll be doing, I've been trying to get together. I've been telling Derek if I can get him to stop producing scripts and flying all over the world, working with other folks. I'm like, hey, we got to do Being Superwoman. I have a web series that will, you know, all that stuff we're doing. We just want to talk about our life. So eventually that'll be coming. But, yeah, you guys can see I'm opening up more. And, I'm excited about that. And, you know, my daughter Ashley's here, so, you know, she'll be involved.
Mm-hmm.
At one point we were going to, Mona was talking to us about being on the Divas and Daughters show, but I'm not sure what happened with that. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, with your music.
So we got that.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, baby. No.
I was
going to
say, but with your record label, your new record label, in fact, we've been fortunate to have Akbar the Great. You know, he's been on. He's always an awesome guest. And then your production company, along with your business partner, who's there, which we want to talk to him too, because I call you guys the dynamic duo. Okay, you guys are just awesome with all the projects that you have going, and according to my understanding, talking to you and also talking to Derek, there's a lot of things in the making. But before we go into that, if you don't mind, I want to let some of my co-hosts have a chance to ask you a couple of questions. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to let the lady of the house, who was MIA yesterday, but I love her still, Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis.
Hi, Karen. I just wanted to say I love I love everything you do. All your songs are so uplifting, you know, and I just know you just never skip a beat. You just always keep going. So just continue doing you, you know. I just love what you do. And I will be watching the Black Honors on YouTube tonight. Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Come on tonight. Thank you for letting me know.
Yes, it's on YouTube.
Yes, it's on YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, well, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Look at that. Well, there we go. So y'all can catch it tonight. Y'all heard that on YouTube. Go find it. Black Music Honors, Aaron. That's what's up.
Exactly. Cotton Campbell, who actually started her first show here on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, premiered this past Thursday with the ladies of TMGN. I love that, Cotton. Thank you so much. Welcome, and what's your question for Karen? Cotton, are you there? Okay.
Yes, I am here. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Hi, Karen. Look, I done got on.
Hey.
Hi, Karen.
Congratulations.
Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous.
Karen is our superwoman, so we're gonna have to nominate Derek to be our black Superman. How about that?
Amen. All right.
Yes. I see his post, and I just be like, man, he be putting it out there. But I just want to say I'm happy to be on this call. I'm always honored to meet you, speak to you, and any opportunity that I get. I absolutely love you, and I'm glad you're still doing your thing. I really am. Because people need to hear what real music is, honestly.
Thank you.
Fantastic. I want to go to all the officers here. You know, I have to have security care. You know, like you, I have to have security just on the internet, okay, just on this show. When I'm just out there in the streets, you know, I'm just all on my own. But Officer Crenshaw, you have a question or comment, and I have to really run fast, you guys. So go ahead, sir.
I just want to say hi, Karen. Hi, Derek. It's always a pleasure when you guys are on the show. I've been loving the music since I was, I'm older than y'all.
Oh, come on.
But
man.
Anyway.
You ain't that old.
it brings back my military days. I close my eyes and I can see myself dancing with Janet. So I'm good. I love it.
And you know, that's a great compliment. That is the best compliment when we have memories and you know of where you were. That's good R&B music. So then I feel like I've done my job if I can bring a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me move it forward. Our guest earlier in the first hour of the show, Officer Harper is here. Officer Harper, you don't mind me sharing the fact that you're in Mexico, right? Well, I just did. But Officer Harper, do you have any questions or comments to our guest?
No, just Karen and Derek, you all are amazing. That music brings back many memories when we had just regular house phones, and I was able to fall asleep holding the phone, thinking I was in love. Thank you for those memories.
Okay.
Ditto, ditto.
Okay. I know there's a lot of folks here that are waving their hands, and I want to try to get to everybody. I'm going to get to a few more, but I definitely want to, get a, let's see. Got to get my sister in here. Her hand is here. So, and Karen, you should know who this is. It's our sister. Hello, sister dear. How you doing? Happy Saturday. Say hello to your sister.
Happy Saturday, everyone.
Who is this?
Karen, you know this.
Happy Saturday, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Karen. Karen, who's gone to South Africa with you?
Oh,
from here.
Why are you sounding weird? Like, I don't hear that.
Like, are you for real?
I know.
Hey, we're having a good celebration, Grace. This is Team KW. You know, Grace gets on me all the time. You need to do this. Stop wearing so much black. You need to blah blah blah. Why are you singing that song? Okay. God.
The only artist I can.
Yes,
the only
I need live with a band. I need a band. Who's with me on that one?
I need
your hand.
Yep. Grace ain't playing. She gonna check me, boo. In a good
and my dearest Hannibal, my dearest Hannibal.
Hey, Grace.
The dream.
How you doing?
The Colosso. The dream chase. What you say, Michael?
That's a tightrope walker, the dragon slayer, okay, the alchemist, the dream chaser. He has so many titles, you know. It's like if you just hear the dream, okay, I know who you're talking about. You ain't got to even finish it. The moment you say tightrope,
now,
oh,
now
Eric?
He's got a new one. Now he's got a new one. Lucky. Now we have Lucky.
I just want to say this. I just really, you know, I'm honored myself as also being a fan of and watching her. You know, I remember when she was with Jeff Lorber. I didn't know her then. I was like, oh, she's going to be a star. So when she came out, I was not surprised. And it's miraculously that, you know, we became good friends and worked together and traveled together and everything like that. So it was an honor and privilege to watch her get her flowers while she's alive. She appreciated, you know, really about work she laid down 30 years ago. It's not even about her latest work with Carpe Diem or Gale in the Storm. This is all work that she laid down 30 years ago when she was riding high. And the industry decided to give her her flowers. And it was a black event. We don't have to wait on white folks to get the flowers. We have to give our people that we cherish our flowers.
You
that's
know,
why we love coming on. Yeah.
I appreciate that because, you know what I missed when I was at the show was what the Bill DeGree said of the Whispers. He said, you know, this, I mean, and now you think about it. These are the legendary Whispers over, what, almost 50 years. And what he said was, there's something so special about this award because it has black in it, you know? It's not the Grammy Awards. It's not the MTV Awards. It's the black music honors. And when he said that, and I know that they edited a lot of stuff, but I'm glad they allowed that part, and the crowd just cheered, right, that it came from, like you just said, you know?
Yeah.
That you get
and
an honor and you get a flowers.
Yeah, let me say this too. That whole event was the classiest event I attended. I think because I'm friends with some of the people, but that event was probably the best that they had in the 7 years they've been doing it. It was classy.
Exactly.
It was real rant. It was elegant. And it was all about honoring black music, which they're trying to destroy and turn into trap or
right
and negative music. Because what you know about music, if you hear a good R&B song, you'll know where you was at when you heard that song, who you was with, what you was doing, what it was smelling like. It just takes you back into a memory, man. And I tell anybody, yep. man, that is a beautiful feeling. So we want to make happy feelings, and I believe in making memories right now. So we're really honored to be on this show, to be receiving rewards with Karen. I'm just happy that she got her flowers, and we ain't at no grave site. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, and I agree with you because and the things that were Grace and myself were there, the folks who are on this show now, we were there, and you know, when I came down and I said hi to you guys, you know, I came down and it wasn't like when I walked down, someone grabbed me like, where are you going and everything. I came down, I saw Marvin McIntyre, I saw, you know, Grace, I saw Karen, I said hello to everybody, I said hello to everyone else, shook hands. It was cool. And the way they handled that whole show was so professional. It just like you just said, it was just, and it was nonstop. I wish that they would have an uncut version of that, even during the breaks. Some of the best stuff happened that's not even on tape. Would you agree? That's not
oh,
on
yeah.
the show.
They're going to show all
of some
that.
Of the best stuff occurred during the breaks. Like I said, with Silk. I want to play this
one
thing. In fact, sure, go ahead.
Can I say one thing? Karen.
Go ahead.
You know what I found out? The announcer that, you know, when you listen to introducing Karen, you know, the video is rolling. I just found out day before yesterday that's my voiceover coach that did all that. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
He came to me and said, Grace, let me show you something. And I thought he was going to show me where I was, you know, in the audience. He was like, no, this is me announcing your girl, Karen. I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
That blew me away.
Wow.
That blew me away.
That's incredible. Yeah, it was really a great event. And, you know, we're all about just trying to do everything to uplift the culture and make people feel good about themselves, how to improve themselves, how to evolve. It's not where you from. It's not where you've been. It's where you at, what you plan on doing.
Right.
Indeed.
Well, look, I want to do something real quick. If you guys don't mind, I just want to do something real quick. And then, Derek, we want to hear about what you're doing because, I mean, you being a writer, a producer, a director, an actor, you know, I said this is the dynamic duel here in the ATL, right? But, Karen, there's some folks that have not seen you perform live in a while, right? And you just shared with us, you know, you're going to be in Vegas, you're going to be here in Atlanta, and somewhere throughout the United States and overseas. There's a clip you guys can look at of Karen performing live in Africa, right? And Karen, I'm not going to play the whole song, but is it okay with you that I just play the introduction so they can feel the energy of when you get on stage? Is that all right with you?
Let's go.
Okay, here's Karen in South Africa with Secret Rendezvous. Check out the energy and the crowd reaction in Africa. Check this out. Okay, I'm just going to give you all that. It wasn't the clearest, but that's the introduction, yo. And you know what I love about it? And I'm telling you, I played that damn video over and over again. I ain't going to lie. The intro is just so powerful. The audience response is just so amazing. And then you put that Prince, When Doves Cry, hook in there. That's creative. That is just awesome. So if you guys caught it, make sure when Karen White comes to your town. You better get your tickets now, okay? Better look it up. Awesome. Truly awesome. Derek, you are the alchemist. You are the dragon slayer. You are the tightrope walker, you know. Can we add even more to that? You know, can you share with us what are you doing here in Atlanta, these projects that you got going back to back to back to back? You already were successful with Gail and the Storm as the director plus the actor and a co-writer along with Karen. What's next with you, my brother?
Man, well, I appreciate the kind words, and I really hate to be crowned Mrs. White Space right now.
No, you guys are the dynamic duo, okay?
Yeah, but right now, Max, actually, I got to fly out tomorrow to Newark to do a couple of things for my my series called Lucky, and it's in production right now. It's about a guy who's down on his luck who reluctantly takes a job with the mob and get caught up in some life-threatening events, and we hope he can come out alive. So it's called Lucky. I wrote, I directed, and I'm starring as the lead character in it. And I'm excited about that project, as well as directing a reality show called The Queens of BBW. And I just ended up getting a script writing gig for another reality show called Etiquette with Miss Jackie. But my most prized thing that I'm really looking forward to doing is The Sheriff, which is a feature film I wrote in April that we're in process right now. We're in pre-production to be shooting in Atlanta this summer, probably like August. And that's about a black sheriff. It's called The Sheriff. It's about a black sheriff in a small county outside of Atlanta who used to be an FBI agent, and he's dealing with a serial killer who he thought was long gone because the bodies keep coming back, and he thought he died in prison. But it might even be wrong guy away or it's a copycat. And it's this time it's personal. And he's also dealing with a human trafficking ring. It's really a good script. Everybody loves it. I already got distribution. You know, we got a couple people interested in coming on board and playing a couple roles in it, some notables. And I'm excited about it, you know. I think it's going to bring black masculinity back to cinema and the black nuclear family back to cinema. And we got to support our own. We can't allow other people to tell our stories. Or we going to be running around with high heels on.
Yeah, you got that right. So if you have a role there for the forensic photographer, you know, that walks around with the camera, I am available, okay? Where I just snap the pictures.
I think I got something for you, Michael Gay. I think I got something for you for that. You just made yourself a role, Michael Gay. For sure.
Okay.
But we're really excited about this project, and thank you for asking.
Oh, thank you guys. I truly appreciate you. As I said before, you know, I've been fortunate to do this show for a while, and I said already, you know, I'm so thankful to Karen and Derek who have supported me and keep pushing me to keep doing this, you know. If you give up, you know, there's nothing there, and I have to keep doing it. I want to just make sure I got everybody a chance or gave everybody a chance to ask their questions and make their comments. If you're on the board and if you do have a question or comment, we're about to run short in time because Karen and Derek, I know you guys have got other things you have to do, but we're going to extend the show after they leave, and we're going to get back to some of the topics that we were talking about earlier. So for you folks that are on the board, if you want to ask a question, hit the number one on your phone now. And I'm going to give you 5 seconds to do so, okay? That will be it. Okay, we already talked about the fact you're going to be in Vegas soon. You're going to be here in Atlanta soon and everything. You know, after the pandemic, and shout out to O'Brien, awesome cat, love him, awesome individual. What is going to happen, or what is we're going to expect from your record label, the movie, you know, and everything? Because you're branching out from music to, television to owning your own label, and like I said, possibly a clothing line. What's next? Because you're already doing a lot. So what is next that we need to look forward to?
The right connections. And let me let you know, by getting this, receiving this award, when you're around the truth, that was the best place I could have been in that house. I mean, I was able to become the national spokesperson for Juneteenth from being there,
wow,
as well as just that we who put on the show. She's going to be working with us
tomorrow.
It's about
tomorrow,
maybe we'll because that's what we have. We didn't really have our full team together, so we'll be able to do all of our, you know, because we got so many ideas. That comes easy. The hardest part has always been, you know, marketing. It's like, how do we market Akbar? How do we, you know, without trying to spend the money like the labels. And so we're putting together the team. So we're excited about that. And look, there's no stopping us. We're on the move.
There you go. That is very true.
Yeah.
You know,
put that team together. Mhm.
That is very true. That's a good point. The marketing, and you being the businesswoman that you are, I'm pretty sure that it's going to work out perfectly. I do have we got 5 minutes before actually we normally end the show. I do have a person waving their hand. Let me open up their mic. 773-0835. Welcome to the TMGS. You're talking with our special guest, Karen White, and Mr. Derek Muhammad. What's your question or comment?
Good evening. My name is Glenn Scott Hayes. I follow Karen on Facebook. I just want to say that there's nothing that Karen can't do. Everything she does turns is pure gold.
Who am I speaking with?
That's nice.
You got, what's his name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sir,
hello?
Glenn Scott Hayes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. What's your name?
Okay, Karen, my name's Glenn Scott Hayes. I follow you on social media.
Oh, good. Okay,
and I want to say
Glenn,
that everything you touch turns to gold.
Right, I heard. I just wanted to get your name so I can make sure to thank you. You know, it's people like you. You know, I wouldn't say everything. Look, I'm trying to get it to turn to gold, but I'm so thankful that I have the fans and friends that are so supportive, and I really do mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you all for, you guys have seen me, you know, get back in and you know, just been in this fight with me to kind of get back to my legacy of where I should be. So I just want to thank you for never giving up on me, and I appreciate you.
Fantastic. You know, I do have another question that I thought about earlier, and now it hit me. The awards that you get, you know, some, you know, I'm sure you've got many of awards and everything. But what do you do with them? Because fortunately, you do show us around your home on some of your live feeds, and your decoration skills are just awesome. I love how you mix different, you know, types of furniture, and you know what I'm saying. I saw where you rolled out this new rug, you know, it's like, what do you guys think?
Yeah.
Doesn't that look great? And it did, you know. So, but your awards, what do you do with them? Some folks put them on the wall in the hallway. They put them in a case. If you don't mind me asking, what do you do with all those accolades that you get?
Look, I put them in my office,
okay,
which I haven't really shown. So I'm waiting on my award from this. I've been 2-time Grammy nominee. I also won a I won the Image Award winner, and I have other local awards and Black Music Hall of Fame, and so Billboard. So I got to do that one day. Look, I'm still trying to keep collecting. So look,
fantastic. Yep, that's right. Keep it coming. Keep the blessings coming. All right, look, you guys, we're about out of time. I'm gonna open up one last mic. And like I said, we're going to do a little overtime. I went ahead and fussed with Blog Talk, And they were kind enough to give me extra time free of charge, okay? So I'm going to utilize it. But we're not going to hold Karen and Derek too much longer. Yeah, because what they did to me last month, I wasn't let that go. 916-954, welcome to the TMGS. You're talking with Michael Gay and our special guest, Ms. Karen White. What's your question and comment? 916, are you there? Your mic
Hello?
Is open. Yes.
Oh,
we can hear you.
My turn? It's my turn. You can hear me?
Yes, it's your turn. You sound like Diana Ross.
It's my turn.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to my good sister, Karen White. I just love you, girl. You are just so real and honest, and you just shine. You know, the God says, let your light so shine so all men can see the glory of God in you. Girl, I see it. It's your sign. It's just a beacon of light, and that's why everybody's just drawn to you, because you're just real, and I just love you for it. You know who you're talking to, good sister.
Oh, I know. This is the amazing Gina J. And I call
her,
yes, they said Diana Ross, but she's our Loretta Devine. She's a great
is he watching me walking away? Is he watching me walk away? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Look, I ain't going to lie. She almost got muted, okay? I was like, who is this? She almost got muted. I was like, hold on now.
You know, I had to chime in on your special day and say congratulations on your much-deserved award and all the awards to come. God is just blessing you, and I just want to be there right with you when you get that blessings, girl, because rub them off on me. You got a lot. Ooh, amen. God is
yes.
Amen. But I'm so glad for you. And I love you, and I just want you to just go forth and just do your thing, you know. Don't let nobody or nothing hold you back, because if God is meant for you, the enemy can't come against you.
Go ahead. Amen. Go ahead. Thank you.
Karen,
I love
you got
so
a minute just for the one last, I'm sorry to interrupt, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't want to hold you too long, because I know you guys have a good schedule, but one person waited the last second to wave their hand. So I have to let folks know. Go ahead.
You got to answer the 310 call. You got
to
answer the
310 call. That's the one I'm about to open up. 310? Yeah, I saw this hand raised. And now here comes the 559. Everybody's calling in late, but let me open up 310. 310, your mic is open. Welcome to TMGS. Our guest, as I'm sure you know, is Miss Karen White. Hello, caller.
Hey, this is Ashley. Hey, Michael. Hey, Mom.
Ashley.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hey.
That's my...
Hi.
I
just wanted to tell you that I'm so happy. I'm so excited for you. I'm happy you're getting your flowers. That's the biggest thing, because you truly are amazing. You're my superwoman.
Yes.
You're the world's superwoman. And so you really do deserve this recognition. So I love you so much. I'm so proud and happy for you. And I hope you enjoy this amazing, amazing day, because you're killing the game.
Yes.
Y'all, that's my baby. That's my one and only Ashley Nicole Lewis. And I'm in awe of my daughter. I am so proud of my daughter. You guys.
Oh, wow.
You know, most of you guys know that I stopped singing because I didn't feel like I could be the best mother and best entertainer, best wife. I didn't really know how to do all three and be great. You know what I'm saying? Because, I had such an amazing mother. So I didn't really plan on staying out of the business for as long as I did, but it just happened. But, you're talking about a sacrifice, but my daughter is just made me so proud. I mean, she is just, she's going to be getting married this year, you guys. So say congratulations. That's happening in next year.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I saw the proposal. her fiance proposed on stage, right? And in front of a crowd. And that was so awesome.
Yeah.
And the things that Ashley, you know, I've been wanting you to, and you know, this is, trust me, you guys, I'm feeling a certain way because, in a good way, because I'm like, wow, this is great to have Ashley call in on this show. Because, you know, Ashley, I want you to come on as a guest and share what it's like to be the daughter of two amazing, you know, artists, you know. And just like your mom just said, she stepped away from her fame to be your mom. That is awesome, you know. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
It is.
Wow.
Well, I'm really grateful.
Let's say a little bit. Let me hear a little bit of Ashley. And if you don't mind sharing, Ashley, can you talk about what that's like having Terry, the great, iconic, superstar father, Terry Lewis, as your dad, too, and your mom being me? Like, just tell, how does that feel like to you, and what does it mean in your life?
I mean, I feel like it's been everything to me, the experiences that I was able to go through as a kid, whether it was just trying new things or exploring new places or meeting certain celebrities. I feel like I've been so blessed to have received so much. And I think it's great having legends as parents because it really motivates me to, you know, want to make them proud, want to continue to follow in their footsteps, but to also build my own thing and not necessarily need to pull on their coattail in order to build myself up. So for me, having boss parents has really just showed me that you can really achieve anything that you put your mind to. You know, they came from the bottom and built themselves all the way up to the top. I'm starting at the middle, and I can take it high too. So I think the great thing about it is they just instilled so many great qualities within me, just telling me and showing me really why it's so important to have a great work ethic and to keep God first. And no matter, you know, what trials are in front of you or if people are telling you no, to bulldoze past that, because whatever God has for you, no one can take that away. And so I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned from them. It's just like, you'll always have the naysayers, but no one can dim your light. And so I think it's just been incredible to see, like, years and years and years, decades, they've remained in the spotlight. And that's so hard to do. But I think the most important thing is staying true to yourself and not letting, like, fame and money and greed, like, change who you are into something that you weren't initially supposed to be. And so they've been very grounded, and they've just remained humble and true to themselves. And so that's something that I really value and appreciate. And it's definitely something that I aspire to be. So, yes.
Well, Ashley, I have the pleasure.
That's
beautiful. And that is great. You put it, I mean, you, as they say, you hit the nail on the head with that. That's awesome. That is truly awesome.
Well,
but you are a journalist. You're a journalist, right?
I was. I was a news reporter. Now I'm actually in casting. So I took a switch, but I'm still in the entertainment industry, just in a different way.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're going to be fantastic no matter what you do. You have the talent, you have the gift, and you have great pants to let you know what to do and what not to do. Karen, it seems like some of your friends. Yeah, a lot of your friends are starting to pop up on the board, and I don't want to hold you too long, but if you don't mind, I want to open up. I think I recognize this number here.
Let
me open up.
Michael, you know I'll shut this thing down. I will. You know who I am. Come on.
703. I'm going to open up your mic. 703-1892. Welcome to TMGS with our special guest, Karen White.
Good evening, family. Good evening, family.
I know who this is.
I
know who that is.
Look, I've been in the queue for a minute, you know, and there's not much that I can add. But I just want to congratulate Karen on the Black Music Honors. It's a long time coming. Karen has always been a superstar since the day I first heard her at the Redondo Performing Arts Center, way before these record deals came along and everything. She's been a superstar just waiting to happen. And to be this close to her this many years later and to see how she's developed and how hard she works, you know, Karen takes all of this super, super serious, just like, you know, the title Superwoman. She takes this this whole music business and the game of music to a whole nother level when it comes to her artistry. And I'm proud to work with her, and I'm proud to call her my sister. And I just want to take this moment to say congratulations. It's been a long time coming, and that I love you dearly.
Yes.
That's so Brian.
So can you tell everybody who
O'Brien.
You are?
O.D.
O'Brien. And my name
hey,
is O'Brien.
O'Brien.
All right. What's up, O.D.?
Michael, I've been missing an answer. I know you've reached out to me a couple times, V.D. I've been on the lam.
No problem, bro. I'm glad that you made it, though, today. You know, this is a special day, and it's very, you know, I truly appreciate you calling in, man. I truly do.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to seeing you guys perform, you know, together. I love when you two are on the stage, it's just awesome. The energy, as I said to all of you listeners and everything, if you haven't seen the shows, now that COVID is somewhat, you know, safer now, when these artists hit the stage, you need to hit the box office, buy the tickets, and go see the show and enjoy your evening. Trust me. You've got to do it.
Yeah.
You've got to do it. We've got to support. You know, we really do.
Yeah.
There's another caller. OB, I want to go to them because this might be another. You know what? Everybody's calling in, and I'm sure these are friends of Karen's. I'm going to go to this one. That has been waiting a moment. 559. I'm going to open up your microphone. Welcome to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show on the TMGN Network. You're talking to our guest, Karen White. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Karen. This is Mama D calling from Fresno. Just talked to Michael earlier on our show. I wanted to congratulate you. What a fantastic honor it's been for you. I just follow everything you do and just love it. And I want to tell you congratulations.
Wow, thank you, Mama D. She is the amazing accountant. So, look, I'm so thankful. Thank you so much, you know, being there for me. I would be like, I got some questions for you. She was so kind to help me through, you know, just trying to understand the business side of the music business, right? So thank you so much, and I'm so glad that you're still staying connected with me.
Yes, definitely. But I just wanted to say congratulations, and I know he's got a lot more to go. So you take care and keep it on going because, boy, it's worth it to hear you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mama D, I might need you to do my taxes next year, okay? So let me move forward. 916, I'm going to open up your mic. You're tuned in to TMGS with our special guest, Karen White. And, of course, we have Mr. Derek Muhammad, the amazing writer, producer, the tightrope walker, the dragon slayer here on the board. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hey, Karen.
916, you're my
this your big Karen, this your big brother, DOA.
Oh.
You hear me?
Oh. Wow.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I want to say congratulations to you, and I want to say well deserved, long overdue, and I just want to personally thank you. I don't know if I've ever said thank you to you for just, you know, believing and trusting me to be your bass player way back at the beginning, and I'm so proud of you. And Dee, I want to say what's up to you too, but Karen, this is, I saw the show and man, right on. It's just, it's just so heartwhelming and do and you know, this is just like the beginning of this brand new lifestyle and this new thing, because Karen is, you guys, is such an explosive artist, and I can't wait to see what's yet to come. So congratulations to you, my little sis, and much more to come. For real, for real.
Yes. Wow.
Thank you, man, man, man. See, this is where we talk about the, you know, and I heard that my speech got cut off. They kind of, they edited my speech. So I don't think, I'm sure what part, because I haven't seen it, but they cut off a lot of it? Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well,
they cut off a lot of the speeches. Let me say this right now, because I don't think Derek just told me they cut off a lot. Okay, so I want to thank my producers, L.A. and Faith, Jim and Lewis, DOA, by Bobby G, and all the amazing writers and producers who have poured into me and blessed me with their gifts. And that brother that just got off the phone, I would not be who I am. They taught me, I mean, we were, and people tell me I'm too close to my band. I remember they would say, like, why do you think you, I never treated my band like I was better than them. We were in the trenches together. I don't regret that, even though people try to tell me, you know, you gave your power away. You should be, no. These people, they are in here with, it is us. When we get on that stage, we are riding together. We are growing. We are sisters. So I wouldn't be the entertainer. And you're talking about DOA, you know, who's got number one records now, just totally, like, when we, you know, it's like seeing him, I was playing for him, and now he's my producer that I look at like the next Quincy Jones. Everybody wants him, you know.
Man.
So I feel great that I knew that as, like, I knew he was special. You know what I mean? And it's just like, wow.
Karen, the speech was beautiful. The speech was beautiful. I enjoyed it. I think you said what I saw was perfect. It was beautiful. You know, you said what needed to be said, and I understand how TV works.
Okay.
And absolutely, it was gorgeous. It was great. You look phenomenal, D. I saw you, bro, looking dapper. You know what I'm saying? Looking smooth and looking like a star.
Grow up.
But it was just really, really great. And I want to send a shout out to my man O'Brien, who he and I have been talking the past couple of days. It's over some funny shit, but it's crazy.
Yeah,
and you know, and I'm not going to stay, but man, Karen, you know, proud of you, and you know, I'm here for whatever you need, whenever you need, and man, well done, much deserved, well deserved, and much more to come. So, and Michael, thanks for having this honor and tribute to Sister Karen White, man. She's an icon, star, and she's much deserving of it. And she's dope, man. Listen, let me tell you something. This whole new rebirth of Karen White, y'all ain't seen nothing yet, so get ready for it. I'm going to go.
Right.
I love y'all. Karen, I love you. D, I love you, my brother. O'Brien, I love you for life, man.
Love you back, man.
Michael Gay, thank you, man. Thank you, guys. Okay. All right, sister.
Thank
we'll
you,
talk
my
soon.
Brother.
All right, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That is the super producer right there, Derek DOA Allen. I mean,
producer.
He is.
You know, number one.
No, go ahead, Ken.
How many number ones? How many number ones? Two or three?
I don't know, but I know that he did Kim's latest album, and then he told me that he's going to be doing the next Kim album. You know, he toured with Kim just recently. He was here in Atlanta with Kim about a month ago or so.
Yeah.
But that's the super producer.
So
and Jay
proud.
King said something that was so amazing. I asked a question about Derek as far as a producer. You know, who would you compare him with? He said there's no one like him. You know, and when you listen to the artists that Derek, for all the listeners, has produced, he doesn't have a manufactured sound. You know what I mean? There's some producers that, you know their sound. You know that, that's Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. That's
that's and no disrespect, but that's Leon Silvers, you know, during the Whispers thing. Derek is just so different. Yep. He's just so different with every piece of material that he touches and every artist that he works with. He is just so creative in many ways.
So, like I said, he's our Quincy Jones. He's our Quincy Jones. That would be the closest that I can.
Wow.
He can touch it all, right? he can touch it all. I'm like, you know, I'm so glad. I'm like, shoot, okay, y'all don't want to work with me? I got DOA. I didn't feel like I missed nothing. If anything, I feel like I stepped up. I'm like, y'all ain't heard my new stuff, Carpe Diem. Don't get it twisted. And it's the great part is that I've been doing these interviews, right? So people have been, when I'm sending them, like, the Carpe Diem album, it's blowing their mind. So I was like, don't let God bless it. Because, like, you'll be surprised. You know, music ain't got no – good music doesn't have an expiration date, right? So we'll see what God's going to do. But me and DOA are definitely going to be working together and taking advantage of this, like you said, this new emergence.
You know what? I want to play one song. Well, the thing is, I want to play one more song because this is one of your artists, right? And share everybody the name of the label. And this is the first artist on your label. I'm sure you're going to get more. And you are actually the featured vocalist background on this cut.
Oh, is that all right?
And I definitely want to say this. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to say, why? But okay, go ahead.
And that's Akbar
this
the
is
Great.
What happened
to and how did this song come about, if you don't mind sharing that? I mean, this is a great dance cut.
This is all Akbar the Great. This is why I love him. This is why I said, oh, I see you. You writing hooks like, you know, Faith in L.A., you know? So, he came up with this. He said, I want you to sing this. I did nothing but do what he told me to do. So I'm like,
fantastic.
You know, I was,
let's
it was
it
his
out.
World. I was yeah. like, you know, come on and boss me around in the studio. Let's go.
Well, here it is. Here's All Right. That's ALR8 featuring Karen White. Here's Akbar the Great.
Hey, excuse me. What's your name? I'm Akbar. You call me Akbar. I never seen you around here before. No, I can't get your number? Damn. Hey, get on the floor. You totaled number four, but he back for more. Shorty, how could you blame him? Because you a wild thing. So sister, the glisten, beautiful brown thing. Hey, I ain't never seen it. Girl, you hot, seem like you let it hit from Venus. I let your body serve and listen to Serena. I won't bother you, Victoria. I just want to know your secret. Hey, look, I'ma keep it, man. Because I can make it fly. I'm like Peter Pan. Because I can see you lonely and you need a man. Your last nigga was a kid, but the goat is bad. Tie me down like a drive-by. But feel no pain when I look up in them brown eyes. I'm only here for a good time. Another shorty cross the waiters behind me, so I'm feeling alright. I'm tryna be the one you lean on. Lean on your man. I can make you fly, I'm like Peter Pan. Cause I can see you lonely and you need a man. Your last nigga was a kid, but the goat is bad. Tie me down like a drive-by. But feel no pain when I look up in them brown eyes. I'm only here for a good time. Another shorty cross the waiters behind me, so I'm feeling alright. My niggas dropping out them schools. All them black girls labeled with an attitude. Teachers never round up cause they mad at you. Then they glad when dudes get it by themselves and they praising you. They act like it's everything they gave to you, but they fail to mention anything they say or do. So lean on your man. I can make you fly, I'm like Peter Pan. Cause I can see you lonely and you need a man. Your last nigga with your kid, but the goat is bad. Tie me down like a drive-by. But feel no pain when I look up in them brown eyes. I'm only here for a good time. Another shorty cross the waiters behind me, so I'm
welcome back to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, with our special guest, the iconic, the one and only, and the winner of the Black Music Honors Soul category. Wow, what, I mean, such a great show, such a great honor. And fortunately, I was there, Michael. And as we were standing in the show, it was just a great show. If you didn't see it, make sure you check your local listings and watch this show. Go ahead. I believe that was OB.
Yeah. Can you check the queue for a 310879 number?
Sure, I will do that right now. Let me scroll through. And by the way, you guys, the board is seriously full. So let me see if I can find this number.
Yeah, 310-879-3209.
Okay, 310. Okay, hold on. Let me scroll down here. There it is. I'll open up their mic. Good evening, caller. How you doing? If you have yourself on mute, hit the number one, take yourself off of mute, and welcome to the show. Who's calling?
Well, who's calling is Mr. Gay, is Bruce Sterling. And I'm happy to say congratulations to my sister, Miss White. How are you guys doing? You guys sounded phenomenal on this phone. I've just been listening to the whole show. And, yeah, you got full numbers going on because I've been here for an hour.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I truly apologize. There's a lot of callers here. And I got to scroll down and open up the mic. It's crazy.
That's okay though. I'd rather be in the queue than not getting in at all. So that's cool.
Yeah. So, let everybody know this is my dearest, oldest friend that's on this line right now, who I used to practice at in the garage. His parents were so gracious. He had a band. I cussed him out for not paying me $10 for a show that I was supposed to do. We were supposed to do, you know, so he, all the grooming, you know, he helped me, you know, I wind up doing background for New Edition, and he turned me on to producers, and Bruce Sterling has just been so instrumental in my life from the beginning, you know, so we've been friends, and he's been in the business, and been, you know, been through all of his success with being, you know, on the music producer on the Who in Hell at the Good Open for BT, our call, and coming to America. He's just, you know, he's that guy, and I'm so proud that we're still together. And people try to tear us apart, but I'm a very loyal person, and I remember, you know, anybody can remember you when you, you know, on top. That doesn't take much. To me, I love the fact that the people that know me, I really want to make sure that I keep that love around me. And he's been through it all with me. So shout out to Bruce for being there with me. He's on the road with me when I go to, you know, travel, doing my production and stage management, making sure that I sound and look great. So I just want to say thank you, Bruce. I love you so much. I love you so much. We keep the community that we have. You know, it's a tough business, you know, so we have our conversations and we just really uplift and iron sharpens iron, and we really just encourage each other, first of all, to just spiritually stay tuned, just because, you know, we're doing this for the love. You can't do music for money. It'll never work. You know what I mean?
You got a very good point.
Yeah.
You definitely got a great, great point. Because I do this for the love, to be honest. If I was making money off of this, you know, it'd be different. I do it for the love. You know, so I truly enjoy it. By the way, for anybody that is on the board, and if your mic is not open, please hit the number one so I can go ahead and open up your mic. I'm seeing where the board is truly full. And I want to thank Karen and Derek for hanging out longer than I expected. We have a few more minutes left. And so, Bruce, keep sending me some scripts, okay?
Yeah, man. Sure. I told. Like Karen was saying, I'm always trying to connect the dots, like a concierge, and I was trying to get his voice on a show to use his voice, and I sent them a script. It was good, but they just moved on to with somebody else. But that's okay because we're gonna be doing stuff again, man. Yeah, you're a good guy.
I appreciate you.
Thank you for everything you've done for K-Dub and OB, and I think that's where it starts. We have to support each other, especially in black businesses, and keep things moving. You know, because we're the only ones that are going to be able to do it the right way. You know, so the other ones can recognize. You know. You see how long it took.
Exactly.
You see how long it took to recognize my damn sister. but they finally figured it out.
Years.
So damn.
30 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
I see a hand waving.
I see a hand here. Let me go ahead and because I asked everyone to go ahead and please, if you have anything you want to share and give your flowers. You know, and you know, it is important. Give your flowers now. Don't wait till later, you know, because later may never come. 673, open up your mic. Welcome to TMGS. And we're talking with our special guest, Karen White, and her business partner, Mr. Derek Muhammad. What's your name and where are you calling from? I'm sorry, 763. Your mic is open.
Oh, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. It's Monica Anders. I just have to give Karen White and Derek Muhammad the biggest shout-out ever. I had the distinct pleasure to work with both of them historically. You talk about some of the phenomenal human beings God made. Thank you. Karen, today your performance was outstanding. You both looked glorious on television. And Minneapolis was your hometown at once, so here's a shout-out from everybody in the Twin Cities. I just want to let you know you all are loved, and thank you for the glorious music you bring, and all your talents will resonate for the many, many decades to come.
Wow. Thank you, Monica. Monica is our publicist with our project, as well as that great show that you played, Secret Rendezvous with her son. Spud did that music along with Bobby. So shout out to Spud too. We
really?
Love you, Monica.
Tell him.
You.
Oh, so they did
Karen,
that arrangement?
On Secret Rendezvous, but yes, I think he did. Right, Karen? Hello.
Karen, did you hear that? So they did that arrangement of Secret Rendezvous?
Yes,
Karen's still here?
I think Karen's right. Yes, Spud did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was fun, I tell you. I heard it, and Karen's the one who has these innovative ideas. Spud's my client and son, but he had said, you know, working with Karen in the studio remotely, he says, she'll come up and say, hey, if we do this, this, and this, and if people listen to her, America's music industry would change dramatically. If people really heard her spirit, heard her voice. If they were able to, equate to where she's coming from, she is going to reign over this market. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. If you think the past 3 decades of what she brought to life, she is so on her A game, and I see her she needs a big sound now. She's orchestral. She's filmed. She's like that. Karen White is the bomb.
Wow.
So I hear it in my head. I see the vision. I prayed on it and I brought it to life. So I said, here you go. You all take that. And sir, your radio show is phenomenal. I really enjoyed listening to you. Your diction and delivery. It's just I needed this today. I need it. When Karen, when you sent me that was on, I needed to hear this today. I needed to hear a good host, somebody who can really deliver and make you feel like you're part of something.
Thank you.
And Derek, you're the man.
I love you, gentlemen.
And Karen, you know how I feel about you. So you guys, you and Derek, and
Epcot 8. I heard your music. I listened to it on IG and other resources, and I've been passing it around to links on the Twin Cities. That guy rocks. He is so talented, and his phrasings are just so unique, and he delivers, and he articulates, and he's going to be a number one artist. You'll see. We are on our way with new, everything new.
Amen.
I love
okay.
It. I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Monica. I'll talk
love
to you soon.
Oh, you guys, God definitely. Bless you all, and thank you for a wonderful radio show, sir. You have a great day, all of you. God bless.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And that love definitely goes out to my co-host, Janet Davis, Officer Crenshaw, Cotton Campbell. And there's some co-hosts who are not here. Of course, there's Denise L. Wilkerson of the legendary Ladies of the Sky, you know, Time and Ship, you know. It's all about them, you know, that helped me keep this all together.
Oh, well, you give them some mad love for Monica Andrews and the Twin Cities, and God bless all of you, okay? And thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
OB, are you still here?
Okay, I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, thank you.
I am, yes.
OB, so you ready to get back on the road with Karen? You guys ready to crank it back up? Because, you know, pandemic stopped it. So you ready, right?
Can't wait, man. This is, you know, this is the whole.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. I'm sorry. For anybody that's not speaking, I hope you can hear me. Put yourself on mute because you are bleeding through. Okay, so put yourself on mute. Hit the number one and mute yourself. I don't want to mute you. I'd rather you mute yourself. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Hobie. And you were saying.
No, I was just saying that, you know, we are so ready. It's almost like, I don't know, it's kind of like we've been locked up in a cage somewhere for no reason, and you just want to get out. You know what I mean? You, like, accidentally got locked into a room, and all you want to do is have somebody open up the door. That's how excited I am personally to get back to work with Karen,
right.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, we had COVID kind of come in on all of us and bring everything to a screeching halt, you know, and I believe that we were right on the verge of great things at that point, and we still are. And especially her, even right now, the things that have happened for her, there's more to come. And I think that as artists, though, what this is really all about is music. And when we're on stage performing, that's the payoff, you know. I think for me, that's what it's always been, you know. So I'm looking forward to many, many, you know, I hate to sound morbid, you know, but I'm going to die doing this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy to be connected with my sister, who I have always thought the world of, and for us to be able to work together or apart, just the fact that she's in the game makes it a whole different ball of wax. So most definitely, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Let me ask something on top of what he's saying. You know, with these artists that's being honored, like Karen and all the people that's honored on the Black Music, and even OB right here, you know, we're giving out flowers. And the fans is the ones that keep the people going. It's not the record executives, because the music industry is over right now. It's all about reconnecting to the fan base, resurrecting your music, and taking shows and taking yourself on the road. And even if the shows might not be as big as you're accustomed to, let the people love on you. And I guarantee you, when the stars line up in the universe for you, it will all work out. Before you know it, you'll get that Charlie Wilson effect, and you'll be making arena sales, ticket sales. They got a whole new event out here. Because we're the product. Black music, black culture is the product. And other people outside our community siphon that. So once we get a hold on this thing and you do it with love, strategy, and let the stars line up, your passion, we look, Karen said on the show, we just getting started. I don't know if they cut that out, but if we saying it again, we just getting started, and it's going to be even more epic. And you can bet your sweet ass about that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh, wow. That's very true. Amen. 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 Yeah.
We need to do a re-release of all of those old school songs, all those old school albums. We need to do a re-release of You and I, a re-release of Secret Rendezvous, so that the new millennium can hear what real music is. Hi, OB.
Who is that? Is that Cotton?
That's Cotton. That is your biggest fan,
hey.
Cotton Campbell.
Number one.
All right, girl.
And she has her own show the third Thursday of each month. Yeah, she has her own show now. It premiered Thursday night, the third Thursday here on TMGN. But we're going to make a change from third Thursday to every Thursday soon, okay? So we're working on that. Karen.
Hi, OB.
What would you like to share with the listeners? Something that you want us to go away with, because this has been a great, conversation. And again, congratulations for the flowers that you were given from the Black Music Honors. And again, you guys, please, if you haven't seen the show, make sure you look it up and see when it's going to rebroadcast again in your area. And in fact, it was just said that it's available on YouTube now, so you can go to YouTube and watch it. But Karen, with the journey that you've been on and everything, what would you want to leave with all of us to take for us to remember, because you're so successful, I'm sorry for stuttering, successful, but you're just a good-spirited person. Every time I've been around you, I've always felt comfortable. Some artists have some really terrible attitudes, Some really do. But you just seem to be such a great person. Yeah. But what would you want to share with all of us?
I'm gonna take up for artists because it's a tough business. You're kind of groomed to be this bigger than kind of immortal type of figure, but then the artist then the industry changed to where they wanted to know everything about you. So it's an interesting gig, and I'm going to say that, at first I would kick myself. I went through a lot of trepidation and just doubting, like, why did I walk away from the business at the height of my career? I could have been, where Mary is, where, why did Warner Brothers not do this, not do that? But I'm telling you, honestly, I believe I was kind of, as I said, I don't know if they said this in my speech, but I was preserved. Because a lot of people don't kind of walk, they don't walk away with it all, have the right mind and come back. That's very rare. So I want to say I was preserved, and I'm just thankful, that I have a parent that taught me, like I said, about the love of the Lord and the covering that I always had over my life and the good people, never did drugs. I've been on the road. Like, I ain't never, nobody's even offered me, or I never saw cocaine. I don't think I ever saw weed. I'm trying to tell you, I was such a corny, honestly, I was covered. Never sexually, never had to sleep with no producer for nothing. So when I look back at my life, I'm like, wow, God, really, when I tell you. He has really covered me, and I'm thankful that when I did walk away, I became this, I don't think I would even be this cool. I probably would have been too just unrelatable and
naughty.
Weird, too alien.
Naughty.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody said haughty.
Naughty.
That's what makes you our superwoman. That just what you said right there, because a lot of women have put themselves out there sexually to get ahead, but we have people like you, and I'm so emotional about that you said that right now, because there's so many women out there now who are putting themselves out there sexually to get ahead, and they don't understand that it's not going to last. But like you said, you were preserved, and you preserved for women like us who have that strength, because you are that superwoman. So I thank you for that.
Wow, yeah.
Right.
And, and I can't even say I was, because you got to think about it. It's like, now I can say that, you know, because at that age, mm-hmm. you know, I couldn't really say I understood it, because I hadn't really lived enough. I hadn't been through, you know, my disappointment and the heartbreak and the loss, like I, you know, so, but to have all of that, that's why I can get on here and, you know, the publicist for the Black Music Honor said, wow, I want you to do every talk show. She heard me on one of my shows. She was like, you're going to be, I want you on every talk show. Because she was like, artists don't even have, they're like, they don't even want to, like, you, when you talk, it's like your truth and your honest. And she was just like, you just, you know, said she felt like I talk. And I was like, girl, you feeling pain and all of that truth and heartbreak. And I'm just happy. I'm grateful. That's the most important thing, Michael. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be doing what I love. And the fear, you know what I'm saying? Before I was just fearful and, you know, didn't have the giants behind me like I had. Could I still do it? You know, all this just craziness. And so grateful for Dave King and like I said, Derek and Bobby and O'Brien and Bruce and my daughter and Valerie and just, you know, just the friends and people that are, what is that? Somebody needs to call me.
I'm getting texts and messages, and you guys, we're almost out of time. We definitely have to shut down soon. But I got a text message from Charlene in California, and she asked, what has been your most memorable performance? And she says, I have a granddaughter who is always singing. Do I push her or just let her sing? Okay.
She said, what has been my what, miracle performance?
She said, what has been your most memorable performance? And then she said she has a granddaughter who's always singing. Should she push her?
Yeah. I'm going to start with the granddaughter. Well, you know, you don't, yeah, you, I wouldn't say you push her. If she loves it, you ain't going to be able to stop her. Look, I would get up on stage and we'd be watching TV for my family. I stop them. Hey, look at me. I'm Donna Ralph. I'm Donna Summers. I'm Tina Turner. You know, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Okay, you can do it, but right now, but until the commercial's over, then, yo, get out of the way, girl. But no, you won't be able to stop them. So just support them and just encourage them. Just like my daughter Ashley. I told her she could do anything. That's why she's so cold-blooded. Mm-hmm. It's never been nothing that she couldn't do. She never felt like, oh, I can't. My mother did the same thing with me. She believed me when I said, Mom, I'm gonna be a star. I'm gonna get in that pageant, and next year I'm gonna win it. And I won it. She never made me feel like, girl, right. So, you know, belief is everything. Yeah. So and my most memorable performance will probably be in South Africa, because I never knew that I had this country over here who loved me, and no matter what, they just, you know, they were there. They just showed me how much they loved me, and I never knew that I had love over there. So it blew me away.
Yeah.
I never even knew that I had friends.
Okay. Well, look, you guys, we're going to let Karen go and Derek go. Hey, I thank you so much, Karen. We love you so much. Derek, I want to thank you, my brother, but we're looking forward to more and more and more and more. And, I'm gonna reach out to you guys, you know, all the time. And I know you're going to get more accolades. You're going to get more blessings coming your way. And I will see you here in Atlanta, August the 13th, I think, is the concert here at the Lithonia Amphitheater. And so you guys, if you live here in the Atlanta area, you know, make sure you get your tickets now. Karen also is going to be in Las Vegas on July the 3rd, okay, as she said, with, who is it, Loose Ends? And who else is on the bill? You mentioned Loose Ends. Who else?
Big Switch and O'Brien.
Okay,
Switch and O'Brien.
Fantastic.
Switch.
Hey, Karen, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
Yay.
Thank you, guys. Bless everybody.
Thank you. Tune in to
Black Music Honors on YouTube if you didn't see it on Bounce TV.
That's nice.
Correct.
We love you, Karen and Derek. We love you guys so much.
Yeah. And do me a favor before you go. Share your social media pages so they can see how you do all your decorations, how you do all your gardening. When you're not on stage, you are still a regular, you know, take care of my home and the good things woman, you know. So can you share that?
We call that the Being Superwoman brand. So follow me on Karen White Official on IG and Karen White Official on Facebook and Karen White Official, no, and Karen's World on Twitter. And on YouTube,
okay.
Karen White Official. All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Love you.
Yes.
All right. So you guys, hey, what a great show. What a great
show.
That
was awesome.
With
yes, it was.
Guest. It was truly awesome. And, you know, it's been a trying week, but I'm happy, you know, and I'm happy for Karen. I'm happy for Derek. You know, they're two awesome individuals. And it's just a blessing. Like I said, they've supported this network. They supported us before we went independent, and they're supporting us now. So I'm so thankful. And to all of the callers, you know, O'Brien, Bruce Sterling, Derek DOA Allen, and if I miss anybody, I apologize. But all the callers, you know, I thank you guys so much for coming in. And anybody have something you want to say about it? And I'm hearing noise in the background, so if you're not talking, please pick up on me. Anybody want to say something? We have about 9 minutes left on the show.
Yeah. I thought it was amazing. I can't wait to see Karen. I'm hoping that OB will join her in Atlanta when I get ready to go see the show, because I want to see them together, of course. So I thought this was a great show, and it definitely made up for the mishap we had.
Mm-hmm. It definitely did. And for you listeners, we've had a couple of mishaps putting this all together. It's not the first time that Karen and Derek has, as I said, they've been here. It's been a few years back, and we had a mishap, about a month and a half ago. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. And so we had to, you know, overcome that. But, you know, and it was going to be before the award show, but I'm glad that we did it afterwards, that we were able to do this after the award and talk about, you know, her being an honoree for the Black Music Honors. Let me go ahead and go to the lady of the house, Janet Davis. I believe she's still here. Janet, what's your thoughts about the show before we get out of here?
Well, I agree, along with Cotton. It was fantastic to see all the people chiming in to give love to Karen. You know, every time she comes on, we get it's a real good show. Numbers go up because a lot of people follow her. So I'm grateful for her and Derek.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, that's the dynamic duo with the talents that they both have and how they're doing so many projects here in the Atlanta area. You know, Gale in the Storm, don't forget. The movie Gale in the Storm, look it up. You can rent it. You can buy it. It's definitely on, I believe it's on, what is it, Prime. It's on, or you can go to Karen's site and you can buy it or rent it there. Very entertaining. It's not a violent movie at all. Very entertaining, of course, with the music, but an interesting story, loosely based on Karen's life and you have to look at it loosely based. And the actors, you know, what I love about it is that where there were individuals, which it was filmed in California, in the Sacramento area, I think it was. They had some professional actors in some roles, and then they had some folks that just Sacramento folks playing certain characters. You know, it's a good film, so I recommend that you check it out. Let me see, Austin Crenshaw, so you're here. You're back on the show.
Outstanding. I mean, it's amazing how she's still connected with her roots and all the people that helped her to where she's at. And the love is still there. You know, her. I don't think her voice has changed from the beginning to now. It's still the same voice. It's still exactly the same. So when I hear her older songs versus her newer songs, I still just close my eyes and it's just me in that mood of just, you know what, damn everything else. I'm just going to enjoy this right now.
Right. You know, we had our guest Officer Harper here, and like I said, this show is going to run fast. And I really didn't expect Karen and Derek to stay as long as they did. So we do have a few minutes left. I said that we were going to go back into the topics that we were talking about earlier, but I like to wait and we come back to that because I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to go backwards. This was just a great conversation. I'm thankful for, as I said, all the friends of hers that called in to, you know, to give their love and everything to her. Officer Harper, what's your thoughts about the show today?
Well, this is my first time just visiting the show, visiting with you all, and it was immaculate. It was amazing, and it just shows people that it doesn't matter where you go in life, always remember where you came from, and just be normal. We're proving points, but our points are being proven through our work, not necessarily what we say. So we just have to continue to be blessed and do well, and people will see it. The fruits are in your labor.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're definitely right. You're definitely right. Is there anyone else that wants to go ahead and chime in and say what your thoughts were about the show? Your mics are open before we get on out of here.
Well, Mike,
nope.
I just want
okay.
to ask what the,
go right ahead. Bro.
You're my trump, and I'll follow you to the Capitol any day.
Why did you have to use Trump? Couldn't I be Black Lives Matter and we just watch the you know, just watch the military on the steps? You know, we just march by.
Well, you know,
I have to be
I'm
Trump.
All about joy and laughter. You know, joy and laughter is what's mm-hmm. going to actually help this world. You know, all the
right.
anger and hatred. Joy and laughter is going to help it. So I knew Trump would give you a laugh.
Yeah, it did. well, first of all, I want to say thanks to Officer Harper. And sir, I really love for you to come back. You know, as I said, initially Karen was scheduled for last night, but we had some issues that came up. And so we had to squeeze last night's show into today's show. Then we have some shows that are coming up that are going to be really awesome. Cotton Campbell can really share with you guys. I think Cotton's still here. Cotton, are you still here? I think her call dropped. But coming up, returning to the show is Mr. Reggie Calloway of Midnight Star, writer, producer. Also, you know, he wrote Casanova for LaVert. He wrote The Men All Pause, The Meeting in the Ladies' Room. He's coming back to join us. And Amar Khalil, man, what a cat. This brother here, one of the original members of Tony, Tony, Tony. Some folks don't know that Tony, Tony, Tony was really a seven-member group, okay? And Amar has some great music. You guys know who I'm talking about. Just a great guy. Mm-hmm. An awesome cat, and we're glad to know that he's coming back to join us. That's going to be on the 2nd and the 9th, and then we have another guest that's coming up the following week, but then it's not confirmed yet, but it looks like we're going to have, I'm going to put it out here, just spoke with the manager of Mr. Carl Thomas, which I was fortunate to meet Carl at the Black Music Honors. And just in conversation, I told him what I do, and he said, just because you do a radio show, I'll come on there. Just like that. He said, well, just because you do one, I'll come on there. There's my manager right there. Talk to him, and he'll set it up. And
We're looking at doing that because Carl's going to be here in Atlanta August the 13th with Karen White. So blessings, man. It's truly been a blessing. Hey, you guys, I want to thank you so much for being here on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show here on the TMG. And don't forget, make sure you tune in to Let's Talk About It with your host, Cotton Campbell, every third Thursday of the month. And, wow, what a great day turned out to be, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of here. I'm sorry.
Good night.
What did you say?
Good night.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought someone said something before I got ready to close it out. I'm going to play one of our original themes, okay? So good night, you guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Love you. God bless. Thank you, Karen White. Thank you, Derek Muhammad. Thank you for all the callers. Thanks to all of my co-hosts here on the TMGS, on the TMGN. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.